Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Louisa Show on this Tuesday, May the 9th. I want to first begin by apologizing. I tried my very best to sign on last Tuesday, and the message kept giving me from the station was there's no show airing for 24 hours. So I did write the company to find out why this happened. And to my amaze, I had entered the wrong time to air. So my sincere apology for that. I did contact the company before I aired that day, probably a couple of days before, to see if I can claim this 1 o'clock spot every Tuesday. So I'm trying to find out how to go into contract to have this spot every Tuesday for 15 minutes. And I received a response yet. I will also like to say that, as I've mentioned before, this show is going to expand to talk about multiple topics. And individuals will be given the opportunity to call in, just like today, to 563-999-3694. That number is 563-999-3694. The time has come to expand this show. So we thank you for tuning in today, and please call in. No names are needed. No personal information is needed. All you need to do is call in just to share your story. And that is what today's topic is about: rebuilding self-esteem. Call in, share your story. It's time to release feelings and verbally express how you are feeling. And while I'm talking, I am reminding of the fact that after being in marriage probably for, I think, about 6 years, close to 6 years, I knew something was wrong, and I did not know what was wrong. So as I entered a new job, I am a registered nurse, as I entered a new job in 1994, I met this lady, and we kind of clicked, and I just began talking. And in talking and saying that all that I did, she didn't comment. She didn't give me any answers, but it made me feel good just to verbalize what I was saying, because I really didn't know why I was experiencing what I was experiencing, and I also did not know why I felt that there was something there and I couldn't figure out what the there was. So that's why we're giving you the opportunity to go ahead and call in to 563-999-3694. We have been talking about domestic violence now, probably going on almost 2 years. And the Spirit of the Lord has allowed me to know that it's time for me to expand the broadcast, because I have a caption. It's called TTLO, Take the Lid Off. And it's time to take the lid off of subjects people do not want to talk about. The Spirit of the Lord gave me that title, I think, in 2013, because I wrote a book. I wrote a manuscript, really, that has 5 books in it. And I have since then taken out one excerpt of the book, which talks about silent abuse. So the number to call in today is 563-999-3694. We have 10 minutes left on this show for today. The number to call for domestic violence, that hotline phone number is, hopefully you have something to write with or to record with, 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. Domestic violence hotline is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they do not judge anyone. You may also text 88788 and place the word START. You're going to text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, 88788 is the number you're going to text to. You may also chat with them online. thehotline.org, thehotline.org. And I'd like you to pass the information on to others that they may tune into this show. I think I will probably keep it titled under Cajun, since we'll be sharing information, you know, to others. So while I'm waiting to see if someone's going to call in, just going to recap a few things. We led up to this point probably about 2 or 3 months ago because I found that it was very important to talk about self-concept. And self-concept is an idea of the self constructed from the belief one holds about oneself and the response of others. And as I reminded myself of the definition of self-concept that I had recorded, as I read this line and the responses of others, I said, It made me think about a course that I had when I was in seminary school, which talks about temperament. We all are born with innate, with traits that we come into this world with. We're already set up with some traits. And I really can't remember the combination of traits that I have. But one thing I do remember is I was the type of person that would just sit outside of the group and not really come into the group. Not that I was being antisocial, no. I just didn't feel that probably be accepted with what I had to say. Maybe that's it. I'll continue to think about that and see. But what I'm getting at is this. The response of others can really keep you out of a lot of things. So what you're really focusing on when it comes to self-concept is that word is broken down into 3 components, as we've said previously. Self-image, self-esteem, and the ideal self, dynamic and malleable. So we looked at the word self-esteem. It's confidence in one's own worth or abilities, self-respect. Then looked at the word self-image, confidence in one's own worth self-esteem is the confidence in one's own worth or self-abilities and self-respect. Self-image is the idea one has of one's abilities, appearance, and personality. And what we have been working on is self-esteem. That's confidence in your own worth, one's own worth or abilities and self-respect. Because this is what is important in our life. In an individual's life, you have to have confidence or worth. What type of a person are you? Your abilities. And most of all, to have self-respect for yourself. So it's a combination of all of these characteristics to build up into your self-concept. We took this broadcast several weeks ago to really focus on one's self-esteem, because your self-esteem is very, very important. Your self-esteem is what makes you. Your abilities don't make you. Not the ideas that you may think that you can perform better than someone, that doesn't make you. Your appearance doesn't make you. Your personality can change. But how you feel about yourself, the amount of respect that you give yourself is very important to accelerate you on to becoming the person that you can become, your better self. So we've shared all this information about positive thinking and throwing out the negative thoughts and rebuilding yourself to believe in yourself. So once again, we're going to say to you, continue to think positively about yourself. When negative thoughts enter into your mind, you have to take a moment and say to yourself, is this me? Is this really me? Am I this person? I don't think so. Then you begin to take that negative thought and turn it into a positive thought. And each time you do this, what you're doing is erasing that negativity from your, so that it doesn't interfere with you progressing on to be a better person. A person that is leaving behind the dregs of being in an abusive or toxic relationship. We wanted to just remind you just a few statistical information that we shared when we first began broadcasting. On a typical day, there are more than 20,000 phone calls placed to domestic violence hotline nationwide. That's why I take the time to give out the phone number that you may contact them. They are available just to listen to what you have to say. And they don't have to give you a response, but you have a dedicated person on the line listening to what you have to say. One in seven women and one in 25 men have been injured by an intimate partner. Four women and one in seven men have been victims of severe physical violence. That's beating, burning, strangling by an intimate partner in their lifetime. One that I really wanted to mention, 19% of domestic violence incidents involves a weapon. Women between the ages of 18 to 24 are most commonly abused by 1 minute and 40 seconds left. We have shared a lot of information about red flags, things that you will look for in another person that would allow you to know it's not good to be with that person, that they're toxic. One thing about it, physical abuse, injuries and the bruises, they do heal, may leave a scar, may not leave a scar, but the psychological, emotional, and verbal abuse, a hard one, that's a killer. So I invite you, 563-999-3694, write the number down that you may call in on next Tuesday and share your story or just talk about information you would like to share. 800-799-7233 is the number for domestic violence. They will ask you no personal or confidential information. Everything you say to them is in confidence. You may text 88788 with the word START online. The hotline 10 seconds left, so I thank you very much for listening. Pass the word on, and do click to become a follower to this, I'm going to say, ministry, because that's what we're doing. We're sharing information to others. Have a great day. Lord's will, see you on next Tuesday. Good day.